So, tip number one, take a deep breath and don't be scared of the ride. And like all rides, it might get a bit bumpy, or your client might get a bit nervous. That's understandable. For the inspector, an investigation is common, and they just won't understand how nervous the scrutiny makes our clients feel. That's not the inspector's fault. He or she is only doing their job. We do, though, need to get some early controls in place. One, of the client. Two, of the paperwork. And three, of the inspector. So let's start with the client. Firstly, and remembering my full disclosure point, has the client done anything wrong? That's not an easy conversation to have, but I do think it's better for us to have it and then to control it than the inspector. If we're happy the answer is correctly no, that's great. If the client does admit to something wrong, then let's tell the inspector straight away and put some brownie points in the bank. The other conversation I would suggest with the client, and again, not an easy one, is about the fees he's going to have to pay. On average, an investigation lasts 18 months. That's letters, meetings, reviewing documents and records, and also reviewing the inspector's work. All in all, our costs will be higher than traditional accounts preparation or tax return completion. The initial letter from HMRC, I would suggest, is the right time to talk to the client about costs. Secondly, I said let's control the paperwork. An 18-month investigation will produce a lot of paper, letters, schedules, meeting notes, computations. If it's not stating the obvious, a tax inquiry file is a must. The inspector will run his investigation from one file, with everything relevant at his fingertips, so why shouldn't we be equally well prepared? Then, the final aspect to control is the inspector. Some more detailed tips shortly, but initially, use the first letter as the opportunity for a conversation with the inspector. This lets you see what makes the inspector tick, and also shows the inspector that you know how everything works, you have skills and experience, and so will be a competent and able adversary. Not in a confrontational or aggressive way, but in a professional and knowledgeable way. Remember, more than anything else, that our client ultimately is the customer here. HMRC tell us that all of the time. The investigation should be little more than checking our client's activities to ensure a correct return of income has been made. It is not the start of war. So, that's tip number one. Calm the client down. Take some of their understandable concern away. Get the admin or housekeeping sorted out and make contact with the inspector to see if we can establish some rapport.